All right, we'll say good morning. Let's get in a little bit of Mesilas Yesharim today. We're going to get a few minute head start on the daf. So we left off last two lines, page 98. Ha'im Adam Sheniskali Makad Shelo. So remember again, we were discussing yesterday, and this I thought was such a beautifully intuitive idea that the Ramchal was, in this particular chapter, the Ramchal is talking about those things that prevent a person from acquiring the Midah of Zihirus. That's what we're discussing in this chapter. And number one on that list is what the Ramchal called Tirda, preoccupation with all types of worldly and material things. So what Rav Kashtil was suggesting is that part of what we need to do is focus our thought process. Focus our thought process. How do we focus our thought process? So one of the ways in which we do it is through learning. So he raises what I think is such an affirming point that everyone experiences at some point in time, especially at this hour in the morning, where you're learning something that has absolutely no application to anything. And you're wondering to yourself, why am I doing this? Like, what am I getting from this? So you just know, people struggle with this all the time. Not a week goes by that I don't get an email or a message that doesn't read something like this. We're learning this Gemara. I really don't think it's the best use of my time. I'm thinking about switching to something else. Not a week, because inevitably something comes up in Dafyomi that just like, whatever, we're just going through it. So the Shaila is like, what do I gain from those things? And what Rav Kashtil suggested, and I think this is a brilliant suggestion, is that what it conditions us to think about is, what's MS? What is MS? When the Gemara has a discussion, no matter how esoteric or far removed it may be from the realm of Lamaisa, the thrust is always the same, which is, what is the MS? Like what? So let's drill down to the bottom line. What is the truth in life? And if I condition myself to think that way, if I become a truth seeker, right? If I become a seeker of MS, then at the end of the day, again, I'm able to go ahead and condition myself to really seek out that which is true, not just in the sugya of Gemara, but in the sugya of life. It's an incredible insight. So he writes, last two lines, 98. If somebody's walking with his jug, and ultimately again the jug smashes, is he considered to be a posher or not a posher? Is he a damager or not a damager? So he's talking about a case from Baba Kama. Ma'ot chashuv ladon bazeh yom shalim machlokes tanoim top of 99 boskim machlokes and kolas varas. So this is a sugya, and you know you could delve into the sugya, and you could spend the whole day trying to figure out who's chayiv, who's not chayiv. Two people get into an accident. Who's the damager? Who's the posher? Who's negligent? Who's not? And you can spend the whole day trying to figure this out. So you know sometimes we get into sugyas and people say to themselves, come on, just tell me the bottom line. Like, what's the halakha? Why do you have to just tell me, what do we do? So what's the answer? Why do I have to go through all the svaras? Lama, kilo ki machar yeshlanu diyun benosi azeh, zelo ma'asi. It's not because when we learn a sugya, we have to figure out, well, tomorrow somebody may ask me this shayla. Tomorrow somebody may ask me that their camel was walking down the street and it was laden with straw, and the straw extended into the chanos, into the store of the shopkeeper, and the shopkeeper had his ner Hanukkah there, and the straw lit on fire, and while the straw was damaged, who's chayiv? Is it the storekeeper because of his menorah? Is it the person who was leading the animal because he led it too close to the store? Why do I have to learn this? It's not because tomorrow somebody's going to ask me this shayla, and I have to be prepared to answer it. Elo, ki ze margil es tzuras hachashiva shalanu, she ze nosei chashuv ma'ot. Rather, what this does is this conditions us to think and to remember that this is an important question. Ha'im ze arachi, ha'im ze musari, o lailo musari, mehin atvio shanu tovim. But at the end of the day, so why are all of these calculations and discussions important? Because, again, they focus on one thing. What is the MS? What is the MS? So what is the truth? So what is it that ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us? Zema'ot chashuv lehisragel bazeh. It's very important to become habituated in this type of thought process. Chashuv shamoach yasok bazeh. It's important that the mind is occupied with this. Ki lo ki mishtalim, ki zeh chayim shalanu. It doesn't pay anything. It doesn't even give you anything lemaisa immediately. But it becomes the very essence of life. Hofech es ha'adam shiye bo aranus gavoa machshavtit l'she'ila ma ro'oi u'ma lo ro'oi. We'll say, what's the whole yisod in life? The whole yisod in life is, imagine if we went ahead and we looked at everything and we analyzed every question through the lens of, is this ro'oi or is this not ro'oi? Is this fit? Is this not fit? Is this proper? Is this not proper? Is this the Ratzon Hashem or not? Is it MS or is it not MS? So when we learn, I will say, even the most far removed on halacha lemaisa topics conditions us to think in these ways. What's right? What's not right? What's correct? What's not correct? What's MS? What's not MS? What's the Ratzon Hashem? What's not the Ratzon Hashem? And if we begin to think that way, if we begin to think that way, we're able to think in a much more introspective way in life. He goes on, he says, Hofech hasadam shi'a ranos kevoa, machshav tis, l'she'ila ma musari, ma lo musari, ma tov u ma ra, v'u maschil lihios zohir. And a person begins to acquire the real midah of zihiros. Ata ose b'ru ma'rachim shal musar, derech emes mataros al yonos, mitzad atzmicha, ha'moach shalcha usik bazeh, ze mashpia alecha, ata misragel shev moach yeishpina kazos, ze lo tzar l'tzura sachashiva shalcha. So I begin to condition my thought process in this way. Ze la'at la'at michalchel b'ishu shalcha. It begins to take its effect on my personality. Ha'isek ha'muchrach kol echad tzarech li'asek kitzas ba'olam hazeh. The idea we'll say is, everyone has to work. Everyone has to work, and it's important to work, and it's good to work, and it's a bracha to work. However, kol echad tzarech lasis din v'cheshbon kalkali v'kiyumi la'atzmo, zos parnasaso. A person, aval ha'riboya isek, kimuvan, zelo shal kamus ela kama harosh tafos mizeh. But we'll say, remember again, so I could put in long hours in the office, but remember what Chazal told me, having mema'it be'isek. And what does heavy mema'it be'isek mean? What does that mean? Make sure, not that I diminish my hours in the office, but make sure that my head is not always in the office. Make sure that my head ultimately is focusing on my ruchnius things as well. Make sure that my mind is ultimately focused on what is right and what is not right, on what is MS, what's the Ratzon Hashem. Zelo tzarech litvos es kalarosh, tzarech lahashir makom le'ikr, lachin itztavin liyatzer olpino. So we'll say the idea over here is, can I devote my entire head to ruchnius? No, that I can't do. Why not? Because I live in this world, and I have responsibilities in this world, and I have a parnasa, and I have a career, and those things also occupy some of my time. But it can't occupy all of my head. But I'll say, sometimes there are times in life where your work does occupy the overwhelming majority of your time. The chiddush of the Mesillas Yesharim is, even if your work occupies all of your physical time, it doesn't have to occupy all of your mind. There has to be a part of my thought process that is always reserved for the Ratzon Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam, what do you want of me in this world? What do you want me to be? What do you want me to accomplish? What do you want me to do? Tishachar es hamoach shelcha. So we'll say, this is the season of freedom. Says the Ramchal, says Rav Kashtiel, free your mind. Free your mind. Ta'aseh tov. Al tinalo. So don't lock up your mind and keep him locked up in the office. Va'al tisanda also rakli in yonim sha'olam hazeh. Make sure to free your mind. I have to try to be mishachar my moach. Free my mind to be able to think about inyan mavruchnios, to think about what is the Ratzon Hashem, to be able to think about what it is that I truly need to accomplish in life. Right? So we'll stop over here. In Eretz Hashem, the next Mesillas Yesharim is going to be after, bless you, it's going to be after Pesach. So in Eretz Hashem, we'll pick up the bottom of page 99 in Eretz Hashem on Isru Chag.